Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 Star Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day. Melanie, I love when people come and visit us, and I love when they hang out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, he can make your hands clap. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fitz from Fitz in the Tantrums. What is up?
I'm showing my clapping.
Yes.
Oh, for you guys.
Oh, look at you slowing it down.
Have you heard that numerous times that, can you make our hands clap? Have you heard that?
I've heard every iteration, including one of the bands opening up for us doing a remix in the back of their bus during tour of Hand Clap into a new version called Ass Clap.
Oh, really? Wow. Really? Have you thought about covering their version of it?
It's actually pretty bootylicious. Good. It's good. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Now, that would be kind of funny that if you covered their cover of your song.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
See? So how are you excited to be going back on the road? Seriously. I mean, we're coming out of a global pandemic. June 1st, the state of Pennsylvania is opening back up for everything. There are no rules or regulations. Now, masks are still going to be required for the short term, but there won't be any other requirements. Are you excited to be hitting the road again, Fitz?
I am. It's such a crazy, to be completely real and honest, a mixed bag for me because – Fitz and the Tantrums, we're on our 13th year. We're recording, not recording it, but we're writing for our fifth album.
Wow.
We've been on the road for 12 years straight. And this last year was the longest I've ever been at home.
Wow. Give me one thing you learn while being home that long about yourself.
That I have really short temper.
Really?
No. I mean, my wife and I, we have three boys, he was three at the beginning of this thing, 7, 4, and almost 2 now. And, there was hell at the beginning of the pandemic. It was the five of us with our three boys 24 hours a day for months. And we literally didn't leave our house. We had no help. We were cooking and cleaning. And boys, anybody that's got boys knows they're crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Wild, and it's like there's no chill mofo of the bunch. They're just wild. And they're young, and they're not at an age where you can set them and forget them. They need constant attention, care, supervision, mainly so they don't destroy
everything. Everything.
All the time, and it was like, just the craziest thing. So for me also as a dad, being able to be present with them every day for 380 some odd days now we're in, it almost brings me to tears because I haven't had that kind of consistency with them in a long time. And at the same time, I am a performer. I love performing. It's what I do. So there was this huge hole in my life in that regard. I love to do it and didn't have that. So, and then there's all this financial fear. It's like, music is literally the last freaking thing to come back from this thing, it's not like you can just telecommute from work. It's not like that. And luckily, my wife and I had a little bit of savings to stitch us through this time. But, all of our crew, everyone else's crew, every other band, it's like my mixing engineer was cleaning houses to get by. during the, you know, I mean, it's been.
Did you spend a lot of time writing music? Like you had all this downtime. Yeah. Did you explore any types of music that you never had a chance to explore before because you just didn't have the time? Because for 12 years you're on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the pandemic started, our tour got cut short, and then our next three tours all were canceled. And so I was like, okay, I was supposed to write with a friend, and that's how I got the moniker Fitzy Fitz on Zoom, because I stupidly typed that in. And I proceeded to just write and keep myself sane here by having something to like escape to for a few hours a day and focus on and be creative, you know. And that was the amazing thing, was being able to do that and do that in a way where I didn't have to put any rules down, any regulations. I just did what I wanted. And sort of halfway through the process, I was like, wait, I think this feels like this might be a solo record. So I was lucky enough that the label got behind that and put out a solo record. Basically, I made all of those songs in the first half of the pandemic.
Wow.
All via Zoom, no less, writing with a couple of good buddies of mine. And for me, it was a great, great way to take a break from Fits and the Tantrums, let myself spread my my creative wings and be able to talk about things that weren't necessarily like on the docket for what people want from a Fits and the Tantrums show, which is basically like a hot, sweaty dance party, you know,
yeah,
which
right?
I'm all about. And even on my solo record, there's a lot of sweaty jams on there. But I was able to talk about some things that I don't always get to do. And that was a real saving grace to be at least I'm going to come out of this friggin' pandemic with something to show for it, you know?
Yeah. Bubba was talking off the air too. You're going to be coming to the Berg. You're going to be at Starlight Drive-In in Butler, July 7th of this year. This year.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. From early days, you guys have always been such huge supporters. I mean, Mr. Small's
Theater down in Millvale. What a great location, right? And by the way, you'll be happy to know, if you don't know, they survived the pandemic.
They
made it through the pandemic. They are coming out on the backside, which is just a blessing for the music scene in Pittsburgh.
Real. I mean, that's like a rite of passage for any band on the ups. You know, I mean, there's those certain places that like you just have to play to have any credibility.
Yeah, right? And Mr. Small's is one of them.
100%.
Yeah. And when you look back at a place like Mr. Small's and you know, have you ever heard of the band Rusted Root? Rusted
mm-hmm.
Root, that the female lead singer for Rusted Root is one of the owners of Mr. Small's, if you knew that. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yeah, so crazy, right? But Mr. Small's, when you look back, are there venues all over America that feel the same way? Like, oh, in order, you know, I knew one of my favorite places was Mr. Small's in Pittsburgh, and maybe this place in Detroit, or maybe this place wherever.
100%. Detroit, like the Metro in Chicago, you know, I mean, there's like Irving Plaza in New York City, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles. So for me, getting to play like all of them, you know, it was like the Wiltern, then the Palladium, then, you know, Hollywood Bowl, then the Greek Theater, you know, I mean, absolutely. I mean, those places, those smaller venues are honestly, to me, where like music really lives, where real music lovers are, where music creatively is pushing the boundaries. And yeah, I mean, you know, and the funny thing for me, I mean, I, in Los Angeles especially, I played every one of those places for a good decade before Fits and the Tantrums. There just wasn't anybody in the audience during that.
When did you know you made it? Was there a moment? Was it driving down the road and hearing your song on the radio? Was there a moment that you were at the grocery store and people stopped you?
You know, because my journey was that I didn't get my break till later. You know, I really knew what failure or total rejection felt like for so long that even from the early days of the band, I knew that there was something special that was happening, because I could just tell by the reaction of even my friends that had been to all of those other shows where no one was at,
right?
Where I gripped my 40 friends to come every time down to the Viper Room or wherever and see me play. And from the outset, this had a different energy. And then we just had crazy things happen. We played like five shows and Maroon 5 asked us to open up for them. The thing was, we didn't have a record deal and we didn't have any support or anything. So it's like, oh, yeah, we just got the Maroon 5 tour. This is amazing. And then I was like, oh crap, this is going to cost us $25,000 to follow these tour buses across.
Oh my God.
And I had been doing music for like film and television for a few years, trying to make some a living and some way to survive doing music. And then the financial crisis of 2008 happened, and business just stopped completely. And I had this little bit of savings that I could just hold on and maybe ride out the next year and a half, or I could spend it on this Maroon 5 tour. And I spent the entire little nest egg that I've been saving up for the last couple of years, floating the band in our bus, and I mean, not even a bus, a van that we're driving in, and all the little incidentals that just amounted to like 2 years of grinding.
Like eating?
Until we got
wow. And if you had to do it all over again, would you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got, you know, you asked what was the moment that I knew I made it. I mean, it was like, yes, hearing my song on the radio for the first time, or standing in line at Starbucks for a coffee and tapping my head, being like, oh, this song feels familiar. And then be like, oh, wait, that's me. Right. So, or Lollapalooza, first time.
Yeah.
At a early afternoon slot, but they put us on the main stage, but it was only 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock, like early. And we walked out and there was 20,000 people there. And it was
mind blown. Well, we're excited to see you. We're glad you're coming back to Pittsburgh. Starlight Drive-In in Butler, July 7th. Fits in the Tantrums. You're always one of my favorite people because you're just so real and you're just so relaxed. And I hope you come outside of the backside of this pandemic with more success than you had even before, because you deserve it.
I appreciate that. And I can't wait to come out. And I hope you guys come to the show and let's all have a drink backstage.
I would love to. Listen, you just made a deal that you better live up to, because I'll be there. What are we drinking?
Whatever you want. Whiskey.
Done.
Done. In.
We will see you on July 7th. Fitz and the Tantrums, thanks for being on Bubba's show.
Oh, guys, so great to see you, and I'll see you guys in July. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.